to the best of my knowledge, we haven't met over this issue to take a position, but we have done something. We have the Commission on Human and People's Rights based in Banjul, and we have been directing them to, as much as possible, look into all human rights issues, of which we think this particular one you are referring to could be one of them, and then report back as usual.
When are you expecting to hear back from the Commission on Human and People's Rights, and when did you give them this directive to investigate?
We don't stampede them to doing their work. Actually, it's not that the Commission met and gave them directives to go and investigate. It is rather their duty to find whatever there is problem, including human displacement, human rights abuse, to address such problems and then report to the Council and the Assembly of the Union as appropriate.
Human rights organizations in Zimbabwe have sent an application to the African Commission on People and Human Rights. What would the AU position be, whatever the Commission recommends?
If the Commission investigates the matter and sees that it is human displacement to the extent that it is against the law of the land, of course they report back to the Executive Council of the African Union and to the Assembly, and as usual we consider the matter and take action as we have done in the past.
Now, as the AU, have you not been compelled to issue some kind of statement or send a mission over to Zimbabwe to evaluate the situation over there?
Well, while we understand that the situation there, where so many people are displaced through internal legislation, is of concern to some people and the people of Zimbabwe themselves, we think on our part, such local legislation which is to improve the life of the people should not be things we will compare like what is happening in Darfur, where several thousands and millions of people are being displaced and killed. But that is for us more serious. We can't be involved in everything at the same time. Look at the kind of conflicts in different parts of Africa. That is preoccupying the AU enough, and things like this, we leave it to some of our organs to settle.
Now, how does the AU feel about the fact that the United Nations has announced it is sending an envoy to Zimbabwe to examine what is going on when the AU has not done so yet?
Well, the UN Security Council and the United Nations has the duty to protect life and property all over the world. It is prima facie their business. It's also our business because our fellow Africans are concerned and human beings are concerned. Having said that, if the UN decides to take action, we don't compete with the UN. We complement